Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. A team from the City of Tulsa and the Oklahoma Archaeological Survey at the University of Oklahoma resumed the test excavation on Tuesday for the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre Graves Investigation. KGOU's and Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Caitlin Howard reports.
The test excavation is taking place at the Oaklawn Cemetery, the site of a possible mass grave. Earlier this year, the test excavation was put on hold due to the COVID-19 pandemic. According to a news release, the test excavation aims to discover the presence or absence of human remains, determine the nature of the interments, and obtain data to help inform the future steps in the investigation, such as appropriate recovery efforts. Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum said during a press conference Monday that the ultimate goal of the investigation is to connect the victims of the massacre with their families.
It should not have taken 99 years for us to be doing this investigation. But this generation of Tulsans is committed to doing what's right by our neighbors and to following the truth wherever it leads us.
As many as 300 people were killed and about 8,000 people were left homeless during the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre, which is considered one of the worst incidents of racial violence in American history. The test excavation is expected to take 3 to 6 days. I'm Caitlin Howard.
As Texas struggles to contain a raging coronavirus outbreak, voters are heading to the polls for runoff elections. The races Tuesday include Democrats deciding who they'll put up in a U.S. Senate contest that is drawing more attention as they see new chances in America's biggest red state. Democrats are deciding whether Air Force veteran M.J. Hager or State Senator Royce West is their best bet against Republican incumbent John Cornyn in November. Texas has become one of the world's virus hot zones and is in far worse shape now than when the runoff was postponed in March. Oklahoma has yet to fully face the prospect of hospitals filling up during the global pandemic, but as State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports, health officials are concerned that could soon change amid the current coronavirus surge.
The national news has shown hospitals across the country overflowing as coronavirus patients land in the ICU. Oklahoma officials have maintained that the state's hospitals are using only a fraction of their potential COVID space. Here's Governor Kevin Stitt on Friday.
While our cases and hospitalizations have been increasing the past few weeks, we are watching this information really closely and carefully, and we are managing our capacity.
But Oklahoma health experts voiced more caution on Monday when they spoke at the Greater Oklahoma City Chamber's annual State of Health event. One of those experts was Gary Raskob. He's the chair of the Oklahoma City County Board of Health.
We're seeing an increase in the rate of sick people who require hospitalization. And we are beginning to encroach on capacity significantly.
The issue isn't only that COVID hospitalizations are growing. It's that other medical emergencies, like heart attacks and strokes, aren't going away. Chuck Spicer, OU Medicine's president and CEO, said that striking that balance is already getting tough at his hospital.
We were, at the end of last week, well over 100% capacity at OU Medical Center. That was for COVID and non-COVID, and the non-COVID demands are significant. So you can't turn away those patients, and you have to take care of those patients that need you, COVID or not.
For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.
The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Oklahoma has increased by a record 993. The state also reported 4 additional deaths Tuesday due to COVID-19, the disease caused by the virus. The Oklahoma State Department of Health has reported a total of 21,738 cases of the virus and 428 deaths. The actual number of positive cases is likely much higher since many people haven't been tested and some who get the disease don't show symptoms. The health department says 546 people have been hospitalized either with the virus or under investigation, while 16,635 have recovered. On average, one motorcyclist dies every day on Texas roads. The transportation officials are urging Texans to exercise caution and limit distractions while on the road. As traffic increases during the summer months, the Texas Department of Transportation's annual Share the Road, Look Twice for Motorcycles campaign, which begins this month, aims to alert drivers to the risks that motorcyclists face and suggest safety precautions motorists can take to protect motorcycles and themselves. The campaign reminds drivers that motorcycles are small and can be hard to see. In 2019, 412 motorcyclists were killed in Texas, and more than 1,800 were seriously injured. Safety experts say that the crashes between motorcyclists and drivers often occur when drivers make left turns in front of an oncoming motorcyclist, misjudging the distance and speed of the motorcycle. Last year, 30% of Texas motorcycle fatalities occurred in an intersection or were intersection-related. The Share the Road, Look Twice for Motorcycles campaign is a key component of hashtag InTheStreakTexas, a broader social media and word-of-mouth effort that encourages drivers to make safer choices while behind the wheel, like wearing a seatbelt, driving the speed limit, never texting and driving, and never driving under the influence of alcohol or other drugs. November 7, 2000 was the last deathless day on Texas roadways. Hashtag InTheStreakTexas asks all Texans to commit to driving safely to help end the streak of daily deaths on Texas roadways. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about featured stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org or visit our Facebook page.